Chapter 6. Humpty Dumpty. But the egg got larger and larger, and it started to look like a person. Alice got closer, and she saw that it had eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Then she thought, "It's Humpty Dumpty! I'm sure that it is!" He was sitting on the top of a high wall. It looked like a dangerous place to be. Alice stood with her hands ready to catch him, and she said, "He really looks like an egg."
"That was very rude," said Humpty Dumpty. "I'm not an egg."
"No, I said that you looked like an egg. And some eggs are very pretty, of course," she added, because she was trying to be polite. She remembered a poem then, and she said it quietly. "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again."
"Don't talk quietly like that," said Humpty Dumpty. "Tell me your name, and why are you here?"
"My name is Alice, but..."
"That's a stupid name," he said quickly. "What does it mean?"
"Does a name have to mean something?" asked Alice.
"Yes, of course it does," he said, and he laughed.
Alice decided to talk about something different. "That wall is very high. I think that being down here on the ground is safer than being up there," she said. "I don't want you to fall."
"Of course I'm not going to fall," said Humpty Dumpty angrily. "That can't happen. But if it happens, the king..."
And then he stopped for a second and he looked very important. Alice wanted to laugh.
"The king will..."
"Send all his horses and all his men," Alice said quickly.
"Yes, they will come and pick me up. But how did you know that?" Humpty Dumpty cried loudly. "Do you listen at doors and from behind trees?"
He seemed angry. "No, I don't do that," Alice said. "I read it in a book."
"Of course, they put important things like that in books," he said more quietly. "Yes, I know the king. Not many people know him, but I do. That means that I'm famous. But you can shake hands with me if you want to. And I'm sure that you want to."
He smiled and put his hand out to Alice. And he nearly fell off the wall. Alice shook his hand very carefully. "That's a very beautiful belt," said Alice.
"That's a very rude thing to say. It's a bow tie, not a belt," said Humpty Dumpty angrily.
"Oh, I'm very sorry. It's a beautiful bow tie," she said.
"It is very beautiful. And it's an unbirthday present from the White King and Queen."
"I like birthday presents best," said Alice. "But what is an unbirthday present?"
"It's a present for a normal day, of course," he said. "And they are better than birthday presents. You can have unbirthday presents
364 times a year.
But you can have birthday presents only once. That's glory.
What does glory mean here? I don't understand, said Alice.
Oh, it means I'm right and you are wrong, of course, he said.
But glory doesn't mean that, Alice said. If you do something great and everyone tells you that you are wonderful, that's glory.
I choose the meaning that a word has, Humpty Dumpty told her. A word can have any meaning. Words listen to me. And if a word does a lot of good work for me, I always pay it more money.
Oh, said Alice.
Yes, they all come to see me on a Saturday night, added Humpty, to get their money.
You seem to be very good with words, Alice said. Can you help me with a poem called Jabberwocky? I read it in a book, and I don't understand some of the strange words in it. They aren't real words, I'm sure of that.
Tell me the first part, said Humpty Dumpty.
So Alice began the poem.
It was brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Yes, there are a lot of difficult words in it, said Humpty Dumpty. Brillig means 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and slithy means not very nice.
I see, said Alice. And what are toves?
A tove is an animal. It has a black and white head, a very long funny nose, and it eats only cheese.
It sounds like a very strange creature, said Alice. And what do to gyre and gimble mean?
To gyre means to go round and round in a circle. To gimble means to prick something.
I'll guess. Does wabe mean grass? Said Alice.
Yes, that's right. And a borogove is a very thin bird with long, thin legs.
And what does mome raths mean? Asked Alice.
Mome raths are green animals. They look like pigs. And outgribing is the horrible noise that they make, said Humpty Dumpty. Who read that difficult poem to you?
Nobody did. I read it in a book, answered Alice.
I know some poems too, said Humpty Dumpty. Shall I tell you one?
Oh, no, you don't need to, said Alice quickly.
She did not want to hear another poem. But Humpty Dumpty started to speak. The poem was about the winter, spring, summer, and autumn. He also talked about some fish and a messenger, but Alice did not really understand. Suddenly, Humpty Dumpty finished the long poem and he said,
"That's all. Goodbye."
This was a surprise, but Alice put out her hand and said,
"Goodbye. I hope that we'll meet again."
Humpty Dumpty shook her hand, but he did not look at her, and he did not seem very interested. And then he closed his eyes. Alice waited for a minute. Was Humpty Dumpty going to speak again? but he did not open his eyes or say another word. So Alice said, "Goodbye," again, and then she walked away. While she walked, she started to say quietly, "He's the rudest person I've ever..." But Alice did not finish her sentence, because suddenly there was a very loud noise.